بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ترى الظالمين مشفقين مما كسبوا وهو واقع بهم، والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات في روضات الجنات. In the previous ayats, we read where Allah Ta'ala explained the importance that we make a niyat of our life. If each one of us think, have we made any intention of our life? For what we are in this world? For what has Allah sent us? Or are we just waking up, doing our daily things, even performing namaz, etc., and going back to bed, repeating it every day? Or is there an object, a purpose in our life? That is the most important thing. Until a person does not fix his purpose and object, why he is here. Like if a person is going to town today, but he's got no purpose in mind, he's just moving around, that's a mad person. So like that, our whole lives, if we think, many of us, perhaps we haven't made any intention for our life. And that intention Allah has fixed for us. One is clearly Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah has created us for one purpose, for His ibadah. And according to Mufassirin, it means the ma'rifat of Allah. To find Allah. We have come in this world to find our Creator and then to please Him and to make His ibadah. In this ayat, Allah explains that our niyat must be the akhirat. A person whose niyat is this dunya will waste his time and won't have any time for akhirat. He'll just waste his time in dunya. And if we make our niyat the akhirat, then we will work towards the akhirat. So those people who did not make any intention or did not make the correct intention, some of us have made intentions, it is to live it up in this dunya, to have a beautiful house, beautiful car, a wonderful lifestyle. We made that our niyat, whether it is formally or informally, but we just working for dunya. We have made that niyat informally in our mind. So the correct niyat must be to find Allah, to prepare for akhirat. So those who did not do that, Allah Ta'ala says, تَرَ الظَّالِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. تو دیکھے گا گنہگاروں کو کہ ڈرتے ہوں گے اپنی کمائی سے. You will see that the wrongdoers on the day of Qiyamah, how frightened they will be because of their earning. They did earn, but what did they earn? Dunya. Temporary and a false dunya which they left behind, which was just a bubble on the water, which was just a shadow. That is what they made the niyat, and they worked their whole lives for that. You will see how frightened and how perplexed they will be on the day of Qiyamah. وَهُوَ وَاقِعُمْ بِهِمْ. Or wo par kar rahega un par. And there is no doubt, 100% the day of Qiyamah is going to come. And a person who did not prepare for akhirat will be in this deep sorrow and in this deep grief on the day of Qiyamah. On the other hand, those who made the correct niyat to please Allah, to find Allah, to prepare for akhirat, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Or جو لوگ يقين لائے, that is, the niyat was correct. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Or بھلے کام کیے. And they did righteous deeds. They were in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ. باغوں میں ہیں جنت کے. They will be in beautiful gardens of Jannat. They will have the great pleasure and enjoyment there. So it's clear that we must make our niyat to find Allah and to prepare for the akhirat. And don't stay without a niyat, and don't make the wrong niyat. Anything else besides that is not the correct niyat. Whether it is niyat to live it up in this world or niyat just to serve deen, and deen itself is not coming in our lives, that is also not the correct niyat. So the correct niyat is absolutely essential. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. ان کے لیے ہے جو وہ چاہے اپنے رب کے پاس. These who made the correct niyat and prepared for akhirat, whatever they will desire, Allah will give it to them. Their heart's desires, their dreams will be fulfilled. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرِ. یہی ہے بری بزرگی. That is the great achievement and a great blessing to that eternally, forever, you're going to get whatever you desire. You don't have to earn to make make up your bathroom. You don't have to earn to make up your garden. It will just be given. Your desires will be fulfilled and forever and ever. ذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُبَشِّرُ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. یہ ہے جو خوش خبری دیتا ہے اللہ اپنے ایماندار بندوں کو جو کرتے ہیں بھلے کام. This is that good information and glad tidings that Allah gives to those servants of His who made the correct niyat, who brought iman, iman on Allah, iman on the akhirat, and they prepare for akhirat and they follow it up with the amal, wa'amilu salihat. They did righteous deeds also, they pleased Allah Ta'ala. So that is the message which Allah Ta'ala has given through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that Allah says to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. To keh, میں مانگتا نہیں تم سے اس پر کچھ بدلا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made endless effort day and night so people could get hidayat, people could prepare for the akhirat and are not fooled by this dunya. But the people did not respond. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all my effort that I do, I don't want any wages from you. I'm not doing it for anything in return. I don't want my popularity. I don't want my name and fame. I don't want money from you. I don't want the things of this dunya at all. And please listen. When the people did not listen, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you don't want your hidayat, at least don't stop me from spreading the word of Allah. They put all impediments and they put all rukawat and things to stop Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from preaching his word. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. مَگر دوستی چاہیے قرابت میں. If nothing else, at least think our family ties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the Quraysh and the 12 tribes of the Quraysh were all his family. He said, if you are causing me this harm, you are not allowing me to spread the deen of Allah, at least think of our family ties. We are family. That on that basis at least allow me. If you don't want your hidayat, you don't want to prepare for akhirat, you don't want your own goodness, but at least think of our family ties. This was just like Musa alayhi salatu was salam also said to his people, that consider that I am only calling you for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. At the time of nikah, the ayah that is read, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Allah Ta'ala says also, fulfill the rites of marriage for at thinking of the family ties that you have. So this we all say that you are my brother, you my father, you my son. So these family ties have got a very strong effect. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at least on behalf of these family ties, consider and don't stop me from my work and don't cause me this difficulty. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. اور جو کوئی کمائے گا نیکی, ہم اس کو بڑھا دیں گے اس کی خوبی. And whoever does a good deed, we will increase him to more good deeds. As is a famous saying, neki neki ko khinchti hai. You do one good deed, it will encourage you for another good deed. So always try and do some good. We are just sitting idle doing nothing. Read some tasbih, durood sharif. This will take us to other good deeds. And every guna pulls us to another guna. Until we can even reach kufr. One guna takes to another guna, and if we don't make tawbah and istighfar, don't think these gunas are small. Just chatting with women, etc., being kind to them and speaking very sweetly with them, these are all gunas, and they can lead to bigger gunas. And finally, a person will find that he has lost his family also, and he has brought disgrace and humility, and it must not happen, he loses his akhirat also. So every guna pulls to another guna. Every good deed pulls to another good deed. Inna Allah ghafoorun shakoor. Beshak Allah muaf karne wala, haq maanne wala hai. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving. As soon as you realize I've done wrong, I'm not going on the right path, make tawbah. Allah is there to forgive you. And shakoor, Allah doesn't have to be thankful. We have to be thankful to Allah. But Allah says, I'm very, very thankful. How kind is not Allah that you make tawbah, istighfar, Allah appreciates it. and Allah guides you towards righteousness. Am yaqulun aftara ala Allah kadhiba. Kya wo kehte hai ke usne banda Allah par jhoot. Another accusation that they made, that they say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said wrong things with regard to Allah, because they believed the idol worship was correct, and these were all wrong things that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. That it's not so whatsoever. فَإِنْ يَشَئِ اللَّهُ يَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. So agar Allah chahe muhar kar de tere dil par, if Allah ta'ala wants to, He will put a seal on your heart. وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلِ وَيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. But the truth is, Allah Ta'ala mitata hai Allah jhoot ko aur thabit karta hai sach ko. All, it was an environment of totally against deen, against Islam, against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah destroyed all that. The idols Allah removed from the Kaaba. Allah has established Tawheed until today, until Qiyamah in the Arabian Peninsula. Shirk will not be able to enter. Tawheed will be there all the time. And Allah establishes the truth. Innahu alimum bidhati sudur. Usko maalum hai jo dilo mein hai. And remember, Allah is fully aware of what you is in your heart. You can hide what is in your heart. You can have hidden agendas. But Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. And Allah will deal with you according to that. Wa akhiru da'wana.